The Voice of the Army.
The voice of the army is on the air, calling Americans everywhere. Maybe you're just the one we are looking for to volunteer and help win the war. While our brave soldiers fight throughout the universe, won't you serve as the U.S. Army nurse? The voice of the army is calling you to get in step with the march to victory.
Some of my friends tell me the war's over. I wouldn't know, but they seem to think so. Just the other day, my butcher was saying something about it.
Well, now, let me see. Yes, that'll be 37 points. Yes, I guess it won't be long now before I'll be selling you those nice, juicy, thick steaks again. The way it looks to me, the war's over.
And the garage man, he had the same idea.
Well, I guess it won't be long before you'll be driving up and saying, fill her up. Yeah, the war's about over, sure enough.
And the ticket agent at the railroad station, too.
Well, I guess it won't be long before I can give you folks a Pullman reservation again when you want it. I was listening to the radio this morning, and it sure sounds as if it's all over now.
It's all over now. Yes, that's what a lot of people are saying. But I wonder. Maybe we will be eating steaks and be driving instead of walking and getting Pullman reservations again. Maybe for us it will be over. But that's not the whole story. And speaking of trains, well, I was thinking about a train. One of many just like it. And one we won't get a reservation on either. It's full. Full of rather special passengers traveling on the highest priority. Yes, it's a special train and it's crowded. There's a row of triple-decker berths on either side of the aisle, and each berth is occupied. It's quiet in the car, and the lights are low and shaded, so that the passengers may sleep, if they can sleep. Well, there's at least one who can't. He's strung up in a maze of ropes and pulleys, a traction frame, I think they call it. It's hardly your idea or my idea of comfort, but maybe it'll help do the job, and maybe the guy'll walk again. Someday. A German 88 did its best to fix it so that he wouldn't. It'd help if the guy could get his mind off it and think of something else. It'd help if there was someone to talk to. Sometimes there is.
How's it going, soldier?
It's okay, nurse.
You get tired in that thing, don't you?
Yeah. You get so you can't think of anything else after a while. It's nice to have someone to talk to. Takes your mind off it.
I'll talk to you for a bit, if you like.
That'd be nice, nurse. It's funny being home. Hardly realize it.
I know.
I was looking out the window a while back, and we were going through a town, and I saw neon lights. I sort of forgotten about those. Joe's All Night Grill, one of them said. The other just said drugs. Only that one went on and off, you know, the blinking kind. Funny, I sort of forgotten what neon lights was like.
I guess you do.
Reminded me of town on Saturday nights. We don't live in town. We got a farm outside. But we drive into town every Saturday night regular. It's the county seat, and we drive in and go to a picture show sometimes and do shopping. Me and my folks. Yeah. Everything used to be real nice.
It will be again, soldier. You'll see.
No. No, you see, I used to help my father a lot on the farm. He isn't so young anymore. Well, he said for me to go when I wanted to enlist. And I said I'd be back after the war. Well, the war's pretty near over, they're all saying. And I'm back. Look at me. Out of use, I'll be on a farm. I'd have done a lot better not to come back at all.
But think of your folks, soldier. Think how glad they'll be.
It's them I'm thinking of. Sure, they'll be glad I'm back. But I won't be any good to them. You see, Nurse, we never had much except our farm, and I always figured when I got back, they could take things a little easier. My folks couldn't. And now they'll have to do my work, too. I hate that. I wanted everything to be different.
Sure. It'll take time, but we're going to fix you up, boy. You wait and see. You're going to walk again and everything. And you'll pull your own weight on that farm. Don't you worry.
Yeah, that's what they say, but when, Nurse? When?
No, the war's not over for him. You know, it's a long distance, the length of the aisle of that swaying railroad car. You might say it's as long as from the New World to the Old and back again. From our shores to the beaches of the South Pacific and back. It's a long trip out, and the way back is even longer. And if the trip out leads to an unknown land, well, so does the way back sometimes.
How's it going, soldier?
Okay, thank you.
You haven't slept?
No, I wasn't sleepy. It's all right. Guys are sure excited about being home. Looking out the window at everything.
Yeah.
Nurse?
Yes, sir.
Nurse, you got time to tell me something?
Well, yes, of course.
Well, it's just that... Well, you see, I was wondering... What's outside the window now? I hear things sometimes, and I try to guess what it is, but mostly the sound of the train drowns things out. They say that after a while you get so you can tell things just by the sound.
Yeah, that's what they say.
What can you see now?
Oh, not so much. It's night now, you know. But there's a moon, full moon. Every now and then we whiz through some sleeping little town, but just now we're in open country, fields. I see a little farmhouse with a windbreak of, Lombardy poplars, I should judge. Can't tell for sure, but, well, they look like poplars. Tall and slim, silhouetted black against the sky. There's a light in the house, a warm yellow light streaming from the window. From a kerosene lamp, probably. Roadbed's turning a bit now. Do you feel it?
Yeah, I can tell.
Oh, now we're running alongside of a stream. It's flowing swiftly, but it must be quite shallow because I can see where it hits against a stone, it dashes up white spray, like a white cap. Good trout stream, I bet.
Does it make one of those pairs on the water? The moon, I mean?
Yeah. All silver and fluttery. It moves right along with us as you watch it. Oh, soldier. I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have...
No. Only you made it sound so... I'm sorry, Nurse. It just sort of got me, that's all. I'm all right now. Thanks.
You've still got a chance, you know. Why, I know...
I know. They said maybe I'd see you again, maybe. And you know who gave me that chance? Nurse. Army nurse. She improvised something with sandbags right there on the spot so my head couldn't move, and that kept the splinters from that booby trap from going in any deeper. I was unconscious, but they told me that's what she did.
Good.
It's just that I get sort of scared sometimes, Nurse. You feel so helpless this way. You think, what'll happen if they leave you? If they all go away and leave you alone? You're always there, Nurse, you and others. Even if I can't see you, I hear you, and I know you're there.
That makes everything better, just to know you're there.
Don't worry, soldier. We're here. We're always here. Don't forget that. And whatever happens, we'll be here.
And the war's not over for him. His war will last a long, long time. Across the aisle, there's another soldier. Little guy with curly hair and a grin and one arm.
How's it going, soldier?
Oh, swell, nurse. Gee, it sure is good to be home. I just can't stop looking out this window. Gee,
looks good to you, doesn't it?
Oh, you bet. Oh, boy, oh, boy, did you see that?
What?
A gas station.
Oh.
Just look at that, a real gas station. Gee, I never thought I'd see anything like that again, with a red tile roof and all lit up. Oh, you know, they got the crummiest gas stations over there in Italy, nurse. Just a single pump, no lights and nothing. And just a punk little oil pit. They never even heard of a hydraulic lift.
You seem to know a lot about gas stations.
Well, sure, I used to run one.
Oh.
Check your tiles, ma'am. Wipe off your windshield.
Oh, that sounds like the real thing.
Oh, Lordy, guys. I had that station long enough. Maybe I will again.
Sure. Maybe you will.
You suppose I could, nurse? I never saw a guy run a gas station with only one arm.
I bet you could.
Well, I've been figuring. They showed us a movie about those artificial arms. With hands, too, that would work. Well, this guy in the picture could do anything. Well, he could pick up stuff and eat corn on the cob and use tools and everything.
Well, then you could, too.
Yeah, only I've been figuring how I could do it. Fill in the radiators, for instance. I figure I could set the water can down and take off the radiator cap with my left hand, then set the cap down and pick up the can with my left hand still, but tilt it with my, well, with that new right hand they're going to give me, like this. I think I could do that with one of those hands, don't you, nurse?
Hmm. Oh, show me again. You pick it up with your left hand,
mm-hmm.
Grab the handle on the side with your right, and yes, you could do it. You could do it fine. I can see just how you do it.
You do? You think so, too?
And as for the gas, that'd be a cinch. You take the cap off with your left hand first thing, and then reach for the hose.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that, too. You know, I don't think I'll have to do it that way when I get me that hand. I could grab the hose with that. But this guy in a movie, nurse, he could do anything.
And someday maybe I'll come driving in and say, fill her up.
Clean your windshield, change your oil, check your tires, man. No, sir. Nothing too good for the Army Nurse Corps.
War's not over for that soldier either. For these soldiers, there'll be months, many months of long days of pain and discouragement and loneliness. And perhaps we will be having steaks and gasoline. But our soldiers will need care and help nonetheless. They'll need nurses. They're game and they're going to win their own war, but they must have help. The registered nurses of America are the only ones who can give them that help. The U.S. Army Nurse Corps appeals to the nurses of America to step forward to join those nurses who already are serving here and overseas, in hospital trains and ships and planes, in every spot where a soldier is in need of them. Nurses who wish to answer this appeal may write to the Surgeon General, U.S. Army, Washington 25, D.C., or apply at any Red Cross procurement office. This closes another program brought to you by the Voice of the Army. And we remind you once again that nurses are urgently needed now.